Okay, so today, second Sunday of Advent, and we start reading from St. Mark's Gospel. The interesting thing about Mark's Gospel is that he's not really interested in the bit of Jesus' life before his public ministry starts. So we don't have any nice sort of story about the Nativity. We don't even have a genealogy. And unlike St. John's Gospel, we don't get a wonderful piece of theology at the beginning of it. It just starts off with the title, The Beginning of the Good News of Jesus Christ. Mark, you see, was very concise and to the point. He was writing from a Jewish perspective, but he was writing for the Gentiles. So today's gospel, it started off with this strange man, John the Baptist. And again, if you just read Mark's gospel, you'd know very little about John the Baptist. You wouldn't know who he was. You wouldn't know that he was related in some way to Jesus. You wouldn't know who his parents were. You'd have to go elsewhere to look for that. All we have is this strange man wearing camel hair and a leather belt and living on locusts and wild honey. But he's got a message to share. Now, just think about that for a minute. Because where did we hear that John the Baptist went to preach that message? We heard that he went into the wilderness. Why would he go into the wilderness? Because if you've got a good story to tell, or you want to publicise something, where would you go? You would go somewhere where there were a lot of people. If people have got something to say, where do they go in London? Where it's quite free to just speak your mind.
Speaker's Corner.
Speaker's Corner. Right, you'd go somewhere like that where people can hear you, where people can gather, where there'd be crowds. But what does John the Baptist do? He goes out into the wilderness. But even though he goes into the wilderness, people hear that he's got a message and they flock there to see him. And what's that message that he has for them? He offers them something. He offers them a baptism of repentance so that they may prepare the way for the Lord. Now, what's all this saying to us today, here in Charlton, in 2017? Well, we too are called to prepare the way of the Lord. And we're going to start putting together our mission action plan. Are we being called to just go to that safe place to proclaim the good news, to prepare the way of the Lord? The safe place being the equivalent of the busy town and not the dangerous wilderness. But are we being called to go to those places that you wouldn't normally think about? The places which might be a little bit more risky, the places that might be a little bit more challenging. For me, that's the equivalent of our wilderness. Going to the people who we might not normally think of going to prepare the way of the Lord. If you think of wilderness in a different sort of sense, though, wilderness is also those times in our own lives when we feel we are in the wilderness, when we feel that we are lost. And that can be our own difficult moments. And you know, talking to people over the years, the time that people often experience the presence of Jesus in their life is in those lonely moments, those troubled moments, the difficult times of life. And what's this good news we're going to share with people? We're going to share with people that God sent his Son into the world as the Saviour of all of us. We're called to bear witness to the love of God in this world and to share that with those who need to hear about it. Advent is a funny time, because in Advent we're doing all this preparation for Christmas, that we very often get lulled into a false sense of security, that all Advent is about is preparing for Christmas. And we know that it's more than that. We know that Advent is a reminder to each one of us that as well as Jesus being born in Bethlehem, we are waiting for Jesus to come in glory. It's a reminder to all of us that we don't just go round in a circle from one Advent to the next Advent. But it's much more like a spiral or a coil. That every time we come back to the beginning, we've moved forward. We are a people in waiting. And while we wait, we don't just sit there as if we're waiting for a bus to come along. The challenge to us is to go out into the wilderness to prepare the way of the Lord, to speak his good news to people. And always remembering, as John did, that it's Jesus' way that we're preparing for. It's Jesus' message that we're proclaiming, not ours. We, like John, are not fit to undo his sandals. Amen.